From Spark and Anvil and Claimcraft, this is Heft, in Chapter 1 of the Claimcraft cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Heft is a bear cub, a tween bear cub, old enough to think hard and to argue, which he does a lot. He's warm cream with soft cocoa patches, and he wears a chunky argument vest with a tiny evidence weight scale tucked in one pocket and a stack of quality versus quantity cards in another. Heft weighs everything, not just berries. He pays deep attention not to how many reasons an argument has, but to how good each one is. Weight matters more than count, he likes to say. That's his whole craft, evidence. Most kids just pile up as many weak reasons as they can, thinking more reasons means a stronger argument. Heft knows the opposite is true. One strong, true reason can outweigh 10 shaky ones, he says. Like one big, juicy berry feeds you better than 10 tiny, sour ones. His scale doesn't count evidence, it weighs it. Is this reason important, true, current, and from a source you can trace?
Heft learned to feel the heft of things at the edge of the woods, where his family of bear cubs lived on berries. A bigger berry feeds you longer, his mom used to tell him, pressing one warm, heavy berry into his paw. Counting tiny berries doesn't help when you're truly hungry. Young Heft used to race to grab the most berries, fistfuls of tiny sour ones, and come home still hungry.
When Heft was 12, he walked to the Arena of Reason, a big open space where Logos, the wise old mentor, was waiting. What is evidence? Logos asked, his eyes kind. Heft didn't even pause. He held up his tiny scale. Weight matters more than count. Logos smiled. You are appointed. In Heft's workshop, the evidence weight scale is always busy. He set up his favorite demonstration. On one side, 10 tiny pebbles, each one a weak rumor. On the other, a single smooth, heavy stone, one careful study. The scale tipped hard toward the heavy stone. That's evidence craft, Heft said proudly. Then he taught the weighing rules on his cards. Importance? Does this reason actually fit the claim? Truth? Is the source trustworthy? Newness? Is it still true today? And good source? Can you trace it back? A real science report beats 100 internet rumors, he said. A letter from someone who was actually there beats a story their cousin heard. He named the traps, too. Don't just stack stories. Many weak ones never add up to one strong one. And don't ignore the other side. A strong argument names the best opposing evidence and shows why its own still holds. And be honest about mixed evidence, he added. If some of your reasons are strong and some are weak, say so. Weighing fairly means weighing your own side too, not just the others. Then he handed a kid the scale and let them feel it tip, so the lesson landed in the paw and not just the ear.
So I don't need a pile of reasons? A cub asked, surprised. I just need one that really holds. One that really holds, Heft agreed gently. And when the cub finally set down the wobbly handful of weak reasons and leaned their whole argument on the single strong one, Heft watched their nervous fidgeting go still and their breathing slow. A quiet, steady kind of trust settled over them, the calm, grounded feeling of standing on something solid and knowing all the way down that it would hold. That settled, standing on solid ground feeling, lighter and steadier than any teetering pile, was to Heft the very best thing a good reason could give you.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Heft. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.